This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Krista is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Cameron, and she has no idea why. So let's see if we can help her out, maybe figure out why, and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Krista, before we talk about Cameron and your date, how long has it been since you heard from him?
It's been a couple weeks now.
Have you tried to reach out to him multiple times?
I did. I sent a couple, texts back-to-back, but double texting makes me feel a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did actually call him once and didn't get a response.
If you don't mind me asking, if it's been, a few weeks, what makes you want to actually get a hold of him? I guess, did the date just go that well?
It went really well, and, I know he's a busy guy. He works really hard, so I guess there's a part of me that's maybe he's just really swamped right now and
sure.
It has nothing to do with me.
But to your point though, Victoria, what was it about Cameron that...
Krista.
Yeah, but Krista, what was it about Cameron that made him so special?
I don't know. He was really charismatic. And obviously there was a physical attraction there, but also he just knows how to light up a room.
Turn the lights on or his personality?
No, his personality. He brought such this warm and fuzzy feeling, and he was making everyone smile around him. He was cracking jokes, mm-hmm. and he was really, really cute around kids that we saw when we were on our date. And
ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. He just made me feel special, and I could tell he was making other people feel special as well.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's good. So what do you think happened then? Why do you think he's ghosting you?
I truly have no idea. I don't know. I mean, literally the only thing I can think of would be I'm a little bit more awkward than he is. I don't know. He's so natural with kids, but I don't really have that inclination. At one point I tried to be like Cameron, and I tried to make this kid laugh when we were at the aquarium,
mm-hmm.
and the kid started crying, which it was not my intention, obviously.
What did you do?
I kind of tried to scare him a little bit. I was sort of impersonating a shark. It's a long story, but it kind of freaked him out. And I don't know. Cameron and I laughed about it. And so I thought it was, I thought it was not a big thing, but I don't know. Maybe that was a red flag somehow.
Hmm.
Okay. I mean, as a person who, I never was around kids until mm-hmm. recently. And so I was always super awkward when I tried to talk to a kid, and I just didn't know how to do it. So I know where you're coming from, because I could tell a lot of times when I would try, people would be like, wow, you obviously have never dealt with children before, you know?
I don't know if that's enough to not call somebody back, though. So
yeah.
Let's back up, Krista. Can you tell us about the date? What happened on the date?
Yeah, it was a day date. And like I said, we went to this aquarium, which was so fun. And then afterward, we grabbed a couple beers and some pizza. Yeah, it was just like a very wholesome, really fun, action-packed day.
With kids crying and everything.
Yeah, seriously. All right, and you've heard nothing, and you, other than just being awkward and making a kid cry, you can't think of any other thing that went kind of weird with your date.
No, like, we kissed at the end, and we both said, like, I'm so excited to do this again, and yeah, that was literally it.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure it out for you and maybe get you another date.
Okay, thank you.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Krista is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by Cameron, who she really liked a lot. So we're going to see if we can find out why she's getting ghosted first when we call Cameron, and then see if she still wants another date after she hears why in just a second. But before we do that, Krista, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Cameron.
Yeah, we went to an aquarium together. We had a really great time. The only weird thing that happened was, like, I accidentally made a kid cry, but, like, I didn't think anything of it. We, like, laughed about it. And then afterward, we grabbed a couple beers and pizza. It was so fun. We kissed goodbye, and we said we'd see each other again, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, it always trips me out when people kiss, and they'll have, like, a nice moment at the end and then get ghosted, you know? Like, if they just go, like, all right, see you later, or bye, with no kind of affection, no kissing, no hugging, whatever, then it makes sense. But when people, like, literally kiss and then...
Disappear.
Kiss and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Krista, let's see if we can make him kiss and reappear. I'm going to call him right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Cameron, please?
Hi, yeah, this is Cameron.
Cameron, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Cameron. Not to overwhelm you, but my name is Nina, also from the show.
My name is Victoria, also from the show.
There's three people on the phone with you right now. We're calling you because we got an email about you, and we needed to see if you had a few minutes to talk about something.
Yeah, so you got an email about me?
Yeah. We do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened and why you're ghosting them. And you're ghosting somebody that listens to our show.
Yeah, I think I know what this is about, honestly. And I don't know if you guys really want me to go into it. I mean, I guess you do. You're calling me. But, like, right.
Well,
I mean, is it that much of a thing? I mean, we got a couple minutes. It's okay.
Yeah. I want to make sure we're talking about the right person. Her name is Krista.
Yeah, that's the one I kind of figured.
Well, everybody who agrees to do the first date follow-up, they always know that they can hear something that they might not want to hear. So she wants to know.
How do I say this? I'm kind of angry about it. If I'm being honest, okay, so the date was pretty great. I actually really, really liked her.
Okay.
And so you're like, okay, that should be a good thing. Yeah, right. It is, but she is in an open relationship with someone, and she didn't tell me that until, like, literally we were leaving.
Oh.
And then I have to supposedly now meet this guy because, I don't know, I don't understand the rules of that kind of arrangement.
So how did that even come up, though? Because we heard it was, like, a nice kiss at the end of the day, and then you guys were like, cool, see you again soon. So where in that did that come up?
Yeah, so we kissed, and it was good, and I was like, I would love to see you again. And then 3 hours later, she said, yeah, I would love to see you again, but I have to bring my boyfriend, and he would like to meet you as well. Because she said she doesn't need permission to date anyone. I mean, but I even got lost there. I'm like, wait, what? Like, huh? You know what I mean? It's like layers of like mental, I didn't want to even follow at that point.
This was after you kissed.
This is after we kissed. Okay. Yeah, this didn't come up in the beginning. This didn't come up, you know, when we were texting before the day. This came up at the end when I felt emotionally like she's a really cool person. I could see myself with this person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I probably feel like I would ghost at that point, too.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, I can't change that. Do you know what I mean? And I guess I'm judgmental, but I don't want to be. And so just the best thing to do is just to, like, not engage and just move back into the weird dating pool.
It is so weird out there. I feel your struggle, Cameron, but I don't think you're being judgmental for that. I think you feel misled.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling us, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess, sorry, I wasn't more positive, you know, but that's okay. Just how I feel.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. All we wanted to find out was the truth. And I appreciate you being truthful. I also need to be truthful and tell you that Krista has been on the phone the whole time and has been listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
Not great.
I feel that.
I feel like you are actually being judgmental, to be honest. A lot of people are in open relationships these days. It's not like this weird, like, abnormal thing. It's like very common. And you didn't have to ghost. You could have just told me straight up, like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah,
and I would have understood.
A little bit hypocritical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I told you. It's not like I withheld information from you. I told you when I needed to tell you.
So you felt you needed to tell me after I got to know you and liked you, as opposed to me knowing that you come with a certain set of rules and regulations.
You didn't ask me. Everyone comes
with, you don't think I need to know that.
I do, and that's why I told you. And it was the first date. It's not like I told you like 3 months in or something.
Okay,
like,
cool.
We had a great date, and you even said that yourself.
We had a great date, and I'm a one-woman man. And I was really disappointed because I don't want to date you and another dude, or you while you're dating another dude. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to devote myself to one person.
It goes both ways. Like, you could have said on your profile, like, I'm not interested in dating, you know, a person who's in an open relationship. Like,
don't you think that it would be the person that's in the open relationship to disclose? Maybe you can put that on your profile. Is there like a symbol, like the pineapple that people can just put on there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told him in person. I didn't want him to like judge me based on my profile and then not like get to know me.
Okay.
And he got to know me and he really liked me.
Yeah. I mean, you told me at the end of the date, once we kissed, once I had gotten to know you, why didn't you just tell me maybe at the beginning of the date?
It didn't come up, Cameron. You didn't ask me anything that would make me want to tell you that.
Right. I didn't ask you at the end either.
Yeah. But okay. Fair. But like you're making me out to be like a bad person because I'm in an open relationship.
I don't think you're a bad person. I'm just disappointed because I really liked you.
Cameron, would you like to go on another date with Krista? We'll pay for it.
I appreciate that, but no, unless she is maybe not going to do this thing, but I don't want to change someone, you know what I mean?
Krista, how are you doing? Are you okay over there?
I mean, of course I'm disappointed. I think that really sucks, and I feel like we're shooting ourselves in the foot because this was like, this was a good thing, but I guess there's, like, I can't argue with your beliefs, so... I mean, Cameron, all I'll say is, like, you know, we could have had a really good, fun time, the three of us, and you're missing out, so you're
yeah,
lost.
I don't think so, but thanks.
So polite.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.